Now, the way thought forms happen is when a group, a significant number of people, usually maybe 100 or more, start meditating and contemplating an individual or a teaching that produces a thought form. We're in the process of actually creating the thought form with our group. We have like 120 on the molecular group on Facebook, 7,700 on the Keys of Knowledge, but from that we've extracted a handful of people for the molecular group, and of those, we have maybe 40 that are really still in play, okay? So, we don't have enough to really create a powerful thought form yet, so we don't have to worry about it yet. But as we grow, and especially after a molecule is created, there will be a thought form of the molecule that will be inferior to the molecule, because the copy is always inferior to the original. And as far as Jesus goes, there's probably a couple hundred thought forms of Jesus out there. There's a Mormon Jesus, there's a Baptist Jesus, there's a Eastern view of Jesus as a master. There's probably, I would guess, about 100 different thought forms of
Jesus. The Ethiopian Jesus.
What's that?
The Ethiopian Jesus is black.
Yeah. Yeah, some people think Jesus was black. There's probably a black Jesus roaming around. And so, if the person is seeking a revelation from Jesus, then he's seeking it for the wrong reason. He's seeking it to satisfy the ego, or he wants to be recognized as an important teacher, or something like this, then he will be tuned in to the Jesus that fits his thought. And it's quite possible for him to actually see some type a vision of this Jesus. And some people even claim to see him in the flesh, that I know I have not seen the Lord Jesus in the flesh. So
there was one case in Mexico where people were praying to this, they thought it was an image of Jesus on this wall, and it rained a little bit and they washed the whitewash off, and it was actually Willie Nelson.
Oh, really? Now, another powerful thought form is people that are really focused on Jesus a lot start having the wounds appear in the wrists and in the forehead. Do you remember the word for that? What's that?
Stigmata.
What is it?
Stigmata.
Yeah, stigmata. Yeah, it's a stigmata, and that's caused by a thought form. But thought forms can actually materialize in the physical. So there's a powerful thought form of Jesus being crucified and all the suffering he went through. And when people really pick that up and they're really devoted, they will actually have the marks appear on their body. And often this is just, what this is a materialized thought form. It doesn't really accomplish anything, doesn't really teach us anything, except this person is, we look at him and we think, or the people think, this is really a spiritual man that has those marks. But what it is, energy follows thought. He puts a lot of attention on it. He picks up the thought form of the crucified Christ and has the marks start to materialize in his body. That's the power of a thought form. It doesn't mean the guy is even particularly spiritual. It means he's just one-pointed focused on that thought form. And it's quite possible that his motive is not really pure if he's picking up a thought form. Because his motive may be, I want to show the people that I am really like Christ. Okay, if that's his motive, then it's not completely pure. But if his thought is strong enough and focused enough, he can pick up that thought form, and a thought form can actually materialize in the physical. Did you have something?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. Is this like a possession? Can a person, all right, can, if I did that, I would pick up a thought form that would manifest in me that would start bleeding in my wrists and forehead?
Well, it's not like a possession, but it's kind of similar. A possession is happens when a person like opens a door. You know, this is a little bit different than opening a door.
But the thought form causes those things to happen in a human body.
You picking up the thought form is what causes it. Now, there's all kinds of thought forms out there right now that we're not picking up, so it's not causing anything here. Okay? There's the thought form of Jesus being crucified, but nobody here is getting the marks in their wrists and their forehead and their side and different things like that. So we aren't tuning into that, but the thought form is there, okay? But we're not tuning into it. But when you focus on a thought form, then the thought form, when you focus on it enough, the thought form will manifest. Now, is that covered that?
I think so.
Okay.
Many more.
So I think St. Francis was the first one to experience that stigmata.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anyone I've learned about it, it doesn't sound like he created it. It was almost like a gift. And Teresa Newman, Yogananda talks about her. She would go into a trance every Friday. She would re-experience everything. When he tuned into her experience, she was actually witnessing the whole crucifixion again. She'd have these trances every Friday. You know, she hands would open up, she'd bleed. I mean, it's a really powerful story. And so we have a friend that lives, I think, up in Linden that was experiencing that for quite a while and just asked for it to be taken away. I don't, anyway, it's very intense and difficult. So I don't know if you can create that.
It's not that they created it, the thought form of Jesus being crucified. And with all the wounds is existing out there. If they tune into it, and like St. Francis was very dedicated and one-pointed, and so he tuned into that, and so he began to manifest it. But, I mean, what did it accomplish? So let's say rain here could do that. What would that do for us?
Well, in Yogananda's story, when he recounts that, I think it strengthened thousands of people's testimonies.
Thought forms does increase testimony. There's a lot of people that claim to see Jesus, and then the people around them believe it, and it increases their faith. Yeah, I guess there is something out there. This person.
People are healed from this lady. That's a.
Yeah. And so, now thought forms are not entirely bad. Sometimes a hierarchy themselves uses thought forms. We can create a thought form of Christ, which we do sometimes in our meditations. We've been creating a thought form of Christ. And then we visualize Christ speaking to us. And it may not be the entity, which is Christ, coming down and doing it, but it tunes into his mind. And as we tune into his mind, it will be very close to what he would actually say if he were here.
Plus we get used to his vibration.
Yeah. And then there's a very good chance that sooner or later he will show up. Okay. Here's another thing he said about thought forms. So much is said and written these days which purports to be from the great ones, and which is stated to embody their will and their intention. It is based on astral sensitivity and astral reaction to the many thought forms found upon the astral plane, and these include, among their number, many thought forms of the great ones. These thought forms necessarily exist and are built by the devotion of the aspirants of the world, and by the selfish spiritual ambition of those aspirants. They are not constructed by the disciples of the world. So many of these thought forms are constructed, it says, by the selfish ambition of the aspirants. Many really dedicated, what we think is really dedicated entities, are really have this selfish ambition to be seen as being very close to Jesus. Okay, well, that's a selfish ambition to be, if that's what they want. Okay, what would be the unselfish aspect of seeking contact? If it's selfish to want to everybody to think of you as being righteous and really close to Jesus, and what you say is really important, okay, what would be the correct attitude?
See who knows.
What?
Maybe. My thought about it is that if it leads you to service of mankind,
it
would be the unselfish. But I also know that there is a movement in the LDS right now to have their calling and election made sure, and that they have personal visitations with Jesus Christ in vision first.
Yeah.
And I've kind of wondered, you know, is that real or is that a thought poll?
Yeah, more and more people in the church are claiming that's happening. And a lot of these, I think, are contacting the thought form. Now, St. Francis, if I remember right, also, didn't he do some levitation?
Yeah.
Yeah, now that's something that's not connected to a thought form. That's a real spiritual power.
Yeah. Also,
if he did some levitation, that's a sign that the guy was really in contact with something.
St. Francis